Blog Talk Radio.
You're bigger than the problem.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. This Friday night, that means it's prayer time. If you need prayer, then you can hear the sound of my voice. You still have time to jump on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. Jump on the phone line. Prophetess Pace is going to come on and pray what the Lord put in her spirit for tonight, after which the phone lines will be open. All you have to do is match one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. So if you need prayer, jump on the phone line, 347-426-3782. And the song that I played tonight to open us up was You're Bigger by Ja'Kalen Carr. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pace.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy. And thank and praise God for all of you all that's listening on tonight. Excuse me, I want to thank and praise God for all of you all that listen on tonight and all of you that's going to listen afterwards. I want to thank and praise God that for what he's doing and what he's already doing. I want to let you know that this is a line simple for faith. Faith is the something of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. And I thank and praise God for another person who says to say, we walk by faith and not by sight. Even when you don't even see it, that don't mean that God is not working. God is working it out for our good. No matter how hard it may get, no matter you may be feeling down and you may be feeling discouraged because things are not going the way it should. But the Word of God wants us to hold on to our faith and to trust him. His Word tells us to trust him and with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, he wants us to acknowledge him. If you acknowledge God in everything that you do, God will come, and he will honor you. He will bless you. I thank and praise God that he lets me know. He cares for me. He cares for you. He let me know that his eyes are always on the righteous. He let me know that his ear is always listening to our voice. I thank and praise God for his word. He never forsake us, y'all. And nor he never forsake us. He won't leave us, y'all. God is right there. No matter how we feel it, no matter what it may seem like, God is still there. whatever you may be battling with, maybe your finances are not where it needs to be. God is there. Maybe your home is not where it should be. Maybe you're down and out. You don't have that job that you want. Maybe that raise haven't came where it came yet. Or maybe that child is acting up, or that husband feel like the husband walked out, or the wife may walked out on the husband. And maybe that somebody in your family member is not acting right. But God say he's there. He sees all, and God knows all. The word of God tell us to think on things up above, not on things here on this earth. And as I get ready to pray tonight, I want to ask you all to let's pray. Let's pray and give it to God. The word of God say with us two or three, touching and agreeing in his name. He will be a God in the midst. That means God is already there. He's listening. He sees. God already here. The word of God says he wipes the tears from our eyes. And I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. So as I get ready to pray, maybe you may be battling with things, or maybe something is going on, just know God is able to heal. God is able to deliver. God is able to bring you to that place. But you have to trust him with all of your heart. And I thank and praise God for his word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come right tonight, God, right now. Father God, first of all, God, I want to come to you, God, and Lord, I want to ask you, God, to forgive us, God. Forgive us for any sin we committed or omitted, God, today that was not of you. Lord, any sin, Lord, if we wronged somebody in the wrong way, if we even gossiped or said some things that we shouldn't have not said out of our mouth, Lord, forgive us for those things. Because, word, Lord, your word tells us to pray for those. Your word tells us to bless those that spitefully misuse us. And, Lord God, your word told us to love one another as you have loved us. So, Father, we thank you right now today. Father, I ask right now that you will touch my sister and touch my brother. Father God, I ask you right now that you will touch whatever the situation, maybe it may be physical or maybe it may be spiritual, God. Lord God, touch it right now. Father, you get to the root of the situation right now. For your word say, by your stripes, God, somebody may be dealing with a sickness, God. Your word say, we already healed in Isaiah 53:5. By your stripes, we are healed. Your word say, you was wounded, God, for us. Lord God, you was bruised by our iniquity, God. And by your stripes, we are healed. And, Lord, I thank you for healing all of those that need healing right about now. Maybe, Lord God, touch them right now. Eye condition, heart condition. Lord, even, Lord God, that blood pressure, God. Lord, migraine headaches, God. Lord God, cancer, God. Lord, AIDS, God. We ask you, God, right now. It's already here because your word said it's healed. God, somebody may be dealing with a muscle disease. Or somebody may be dealing with, God, a nerve situation, a pitch nerve, God. Lord, it's healed right now. Father God, your word says already healed. You went to the cross, and you took all of that. And Lord, it's already healed. Lord, your word say, God, that by your stripes we are healed. Your word say that you heal all diseases and all, Lord God, sickness, God. Lord, I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing, Lord God, tuberculosis. Lord, I thank you for healing, Lord God, that eye disease. I thank you for healing, Lord God, that kidney disease. I thank you for healing, God, that lung disease. I thank you for healing right now. Lord, I thank you for healing, Lord God, that hip pain, that arthritis, God, that breast, God, Lord, that breast cancer, God. I thank you for healing right now. Lord, somebody may be dealing with colon cancer. It's healed right now. Lord, somebody may be dealing with, Lord God, the Lord, depression, oppression. Lord God, it's healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody may be dealing with thoughts, suicidal thoughts, God. We curse it to the root, God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind and we curse every thought, God. Every negative thought, Lord God. Every more suicidal thought, God. We curse it to the pits of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody needs you, God, for finance, God. It's already worked out. Your word say, ask, Lord, and it shall be given. Lord, bless them, Lord God, whatever need or wants that may be need of. Somebody, Lord God, husband or wife or maybe acting up, God, but your word say, Lord God, that, Lord, you bring peace in that marriage, God. Your word say you bring happiness in that marriage, God. Your word say, Lord God, you step in, Lord God, and you heal like a fluid. Wipe the tears away. Wipe the tears away, God. That child may be acting up, God. Lord God, your word say that you'll bring them back home safely, God. Your word say that you will come in and you will stain them and stain out, God. You will bring peace in that home, peace in the marriage, peace in that at that workplace, God. Touch right now, God. Touch the young lady, Lord God. Touch the young man right now in their workplace, whatever, whoever keeping up confusion, whoever keeping up things. Maybe their boss, maybe their supervisor, or maybe a coworker, or maybe an employee. Touch them right now, God. I mean, we demand and we decree peace, Lord God, and that you will save them, that you will deliver them. Somebody needs to be set free of sin, God. Lord, bring them to you, God, that they will be washed, Lord God. They will be washed as white as snow, that they will be purged from their iniquity, God. In the name of Jesus, cleanse them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, look upon that mother, God, that father, God, that's raising the child alone, God, and they don't know which way to go, God. But, Lord, give them wisdomly, mother, motherly wisdom, God, fatherly wisdom, God, to raise that child, God. Provide for that child, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I even ask you right now, touch that church, God, that business, God. Touch it right now, God. Touch that bishop, that pastor, that doctor, God. Lord, whatever they're dealing with in their church, God, that you will, I decree and declare that you will, Lord God, command everything to line up with your word. Well, maybe it be finance, or maybe it be, Lord, members, Lord, bring them from the east, the north, the south, and the west, God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that business will not go under. Excuse me. That business will not go under, God. You will send help, God. You will send the finance to keep it open. God, touch that child, God. Touch that child, the runaway child. Touch that teenage daughter, God. Bring her back home safely. That ran off somewhere, God. Touch them right now that they will be saved. That they will be safe in the name of Jesus. God, somebody needs you, Lord God, because they don't know which way to turn. Their mind, Lord God, is going toward them each and everywhere, God. Lord, they need a sound mind, God. Touch them right now. They may be dealing with, Lord, schizophrenia, bipolar, God. Touch their mind right now and line it up with your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, somebody traveling, God, they don't know which way to go. Somebody traveling, trying to find direction. Lord, God, Lord, send them to the right direction, God. Send them to the right place, God, where they're needed, God, where help is needed, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, touch someone's finance. Touch someone, Lord, they need food, God. They need, Lord, a bill paid, God. Open up a door of people, a man's heart, God, that they will bless them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you because you're worthy. God, I praise you because you deserve it. God, I love you because you're so loving, God. Lord, I thank you because you're worthy to be thanked. You're worthy to be praised. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, the Lord of Lords. Lord, you are the beginning and the ending. You are the first and the last, God. Lord, I thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody dealing, Lord, with, Lord God, sinus or allergy, God. Heal them, God. Lord, I thank you. It's already gone. It's already gone, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I love you. Lord God, your word say give thanks in everything we do. God, I thank you for what you're doing today. I thank you for faith on the line. I thank you for those that tune in. I thank you for those that's going to listen in later. I thank you, Lord God, for even, Lord God, looking on us, God, looking on our heart to be able to do it, God. Lord God, keep on, Lord God, putting your word in our heart. Keep on, Lord, Lord God, bringing us to your to that place you want us to be. Lord, help us to become that servant you want us to be. Lord, help us to be a help to those that need to be helped. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, help us to watch our tongue. Help us to watch what we hear. Help us to watch what we say, what we think, God. Touch our mind, God. Let our mind think like you think. Let our eyes see what you wanted to see. Lord, let everything we do, God, be in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Lord, touch those that were affected by the tornadoes that's traveling in many different places, God. Touch those, God. Restore, rebuild, God. Lord, those that didn't have insurance, those that didn't have it, God. Lord God, build, Lord, bless them, God. Bless them, Lord God, 30, 60, and 100-fold. That they will rebuild again, Lord. Those that lost, Lord one, God, bring strength to them, God. Lord, make a way, Lord God. Heal the hurts, heal the pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you because you're so worthy. I praise you because you so deserve it. In our son Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, but I would like to say that you all have a blessed and a prosperous weekend. Maybe someone on the phone line may need prayer. I turn it over to Prophet Stacy. Prophet Stacy, turn it back over to you.
Say, God be the glory. If you need prayer on tonight, first of all, I hope you receive the prayer that the woman of God brought forth out of her spirit. But if you need additional prayer, pray to one on your phone, and I would be glad to pray with you at this time. Just pray to one on your phone. While I'm waiting, let me give you my one announcement for Monday night. Be sure to join me, Prophet Stacy, on Prolific Fire, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight. Just call it back on Monday night, 347-426-3782. The message for Monday night will be, learn to encourage yourself in the Lord, something that we all need to do, especially when times get hard. Learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. So be sure to join me for that prolific message Friday, Monday night, I mean. Call out to you. I'm coming. Get your prayer request in your head because you're almost on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
I just said
hello?
General prayer. General prayer.
What's your prayer request for tonight?
General prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister on tonight, Lord God. You see the desires of her heart tonight, Lord God, and I lift them up to you, Lord God, that you will strengthen her, Lord God, that you will encourage her, Lord God, that you will lead her in the correct way that she needs to go, Lord God, that you will strip every ounce of doubt off of her, Lord God, and teach her to have faith and to be strong, Lord God, and to trust when you are telling her something, Lord God, and to step out on faith, Lord God. Look on every person that is attached to her that does not need to be attached to her, Lord God, and I ask that you deliver them from her life, Lord God, that she may be able to see clearly, Lord God, that she may be able to trust you more, Lord God, and things will turn around in her life, Lord God. I pray over her finances, Lord God, that you would deliver her finances, Lord God. I pray over her house situation, Lord God, that you would deliver her house to her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Most of all, I pray over her mind, God, that you would bring deliverance to her mind, that every ounce of attack that has come against her mind, Lord God, right now, that you would send forth deliverance and healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that she would not be depressed, she would not be discouraged, but God, she would be built up in her faith, ready to do what it is that you called her to do in this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let her be what she so desires to be in you, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Is there anybody else on the phone lines for tonight in need of prayer? If so, press one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Going once, going twice, going three times. As I always say, if you don't get your prayer request in tonight for whatever reason, you have a second opportunity on Monday night with Collective Fire. But be sure to wait until the message is over, and I'll be glad to pray with you at the end of the message, because there's always room for prayer. So call back in on Monday. With that being said, have a blessed night, everybody. Good night.